All right, here's your little known black history fact for today. It's brought to you by Coca-Cola, and nothing keeps friends and family refreshed like ice cold Coca-Cola. So pick up some today and give new meaning to holiday cheer. Coca-Cola, open happiness. Sybil, you mentioned her yesterday. Annie Lee.
We lost the great Annie Lee over the weekend. Yeah,
the artist. Humanitarian and friend of the TJMS. Annie Lee has left a huge voyage in the black creative space. Miss Lee was an iconic artist, using her gift to illustrate the African-American experience. And Miss Annie Lee was born in Gadsden, Alabama in 1935, raised in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Her mother taught she and her brother how to knit and sew at a young age, but painting would become Lee's hallmark. Annie Lee was such a formidable artist, Northwestern University offered her a 4-year scholarship, but she instead chose marriage and family. After losing 2 husbands and raising 2 children, Annie Lee didn't draw again until she was age 40, and she earned a master's degree from Loyola University while working for a railroad company. Annie Lee's faceless figures in her work were visually stirring, as seen in some of her famous work, like Blue Monday. Annie Lee's art has been internationally praised, and she will be missed.
She will. And she was, as you said, a humanitarian and a member of the Tom Joyner Morning Show for many years. If you received a number of Christmas cards from Tom, those were Annie Lee products and productions and works of art. If you come into the Red Velvet Cake Studio, you'll see the shades that we have on the windows. Many of them are her pieces of work that are on our window shades now. And of course, if you've been on the Tom Joyner Foundation, fantastic voyage. You can always had an opportunity to meet and talk with and buy pieces of Annie Lee art and our Christmas tree. Everybody comes in and talks about our Christmas tree. Uh-huh. Here in the studio, it's up every day, Sherry. Every Wednesday is Christmas on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, but all of the pieces of art that are on the Christmas tree are Annie Lee productions, and those are her works of art in the ornaments there. So she has had a really strong and vital relationship with the Tom Joyner Morning Show and will be dearly missed. I didn't mention this yesterday, our boy J. Anthony Brown fancies himself an artist. Uh-huh. And he colors a lot is what I like to call it.
Oh, he colors.
He colors. He colors, Sherry. He pulls out his pencils and everything. But Annie Lee was so dear with him and really just one of those who encouraged him and his art. And he had an art show earlier this year at the J Spot, and it was Jay with other artists, and Annie Lee was kind enough to be one of them. And I cannot tell you what kind of deep and wonderful spirit she was.
Awesome.
Look at her art, you can see it and how she represented so well.
I'm checking it out. I'm looking around the studio at the artwork, and I saw no faces. And you've educated me on this. I mean, it's serious black history for me. I didn't realize who had done this.
Yeah.
But I know one thing. Don't J. Anthony Brown look better without a face?
Better you say that than me. I'm just saying.
You can just leave me out there like this.